good word for you from Psalm 66. It says, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Oh, friend, Jesus is worthy of our worship. Great word today from Psalm 66, verses 1 and 2. Well, good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this already August. Can you believe it? August 1st, 2021. My name is Joey Kroll. And this program, Sunday Worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. It is all about Christ. And my prayer is that the music you hear today would be an arrow pointing you to him. Let's start things off today with probably one of my favorite groups right now, Sovereign Grace Music. It's Be Thou My Vision. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Oh,
Well, it's an honor to be the soundtrack to your Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Be sure to connect with me on social media, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online, K-R-O-L, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. Well, the story's been told of a group of salmon fishermen. They were gathering in a local Scottish inn after a long day of fishing. And so as one of the men was describing a catch to one of his friends, his arm swept across the table and knocked a glass against the wall, shattering it and leaving a pretty gnarly stain on the white plaster surface there on the wall. And the man apologized to the innkeeper. But there was nothing the innkeeper could do because the wall was ruined. And so a man nearby saw what happened. He said, "Hey, don't worry." And so he took a painting implement out of his pocket and began to sketch around that ugly stain. And slowly there emerged the head of a magnificent deer. And that man was Sir E.H. Landseer, Scotland's foremost animal artist. Isn't that great? Took something that was bad and made it beautiful. You know, David, Israel's famous king, brought shame on himself. He committed adultery with the wife of one of his friends and orchestrated the death of that friend. And he pleaded with God to restore him. And friend, we like David, if we're honest, we have those shameful acts in our past and memories that accompany them, recollections, things that keep us up at night. There's so much that we wish we can do, undo, and redo. But friend, there's a grace that not only forgives sin, but also uses it to make us better than before. God wastes nothing.
One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, His glory revealed. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led Him to Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed Him to die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is He. Hands that healed nations, stretched out on a tree, and took the nails from me. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Away from the door.
saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
So far away, a million miles or more, it feels today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start, but as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, yes, I will pray, even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. Because your word is true, I will sing. Lord, it's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me. Says. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. Oh, thank God. But I don't know what to say. And I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing. I will pray. Sorrow and the pain, I will sing, yes I will, I pray, with my hands to honor you, because your word is true,
sing it again. On lifting up that perfect, precious, holy, set-apart name of Jesus, it's Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Hope you're having a great weekend, and here's just a great reminder from the words of Jesus as we kind of look forward to a brand new week tomorrow. Matthew 5, verse 14, Jesus said, You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumph fairy tale. You're coming so soon.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Well, I was reading this past week about NASA in 2021 celebrating 40 years of space research. Think about all these decades, these four decades, the hundreds of people carried into space, helped construct the International Space Station, after retiring, what, five shuttles, NASA has now shifted its focus to deep space exploration. Think about this, friend. The human race has invested massive amounts of time and money with some astronauts, even sacrificing their own lives to study the universe. I mean, it's incredible. The evidence of God's majesty stretches far beyond, dear friend, what we can even imagine or measure. Psalm 8, verse 1, you have set your glory in the heavens. Oh, friend, as we study our star-spattered night skies, our Creator, dear friend, invites us to seek Him with passion and persistence. He hears every prayer and song of praise flowing from our lips.
Lord of all creation, oh, water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth,
Lord,